KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, August 27th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Big 12 has joined the Big 10 and the SEC in banning athletes who have been on professional sports rosters from returning to college competition. The Big 12 rule, approved unanimously on Wednesday, applies to football and all other conference-sponsored sports. Athletes would be ineligible if they were drafted by a professional league, appeared on a professional roster, or signed a contract to provide athletic services and did not withdraw from the draft on time. Sunday's WNBA game between the Indiana Fever and Chicago Sky averaged 3.3 million viewers on NBC and Peacock to make it the most watched regular season WNBA game since the league's first season in 1997. Overall, it was the third most watched regular season game in league history. Caitlin Clark and the Fever continue to be the league's top draw. They've also set all-time viewing records this season for games on CBS, ESPN, and Amazon. NASCAR has unveiled its 2027 schedule, including a return to a naval base in San Diego for a Cup Series race. NASCAR and the Department of Defense have agreed to a multi-year plan for military-based street races, with a different U.S. military installation expected to host an event in 2028. Next season, of course, will start at Daytona and end in Miami. The annual Clash will be held at Daytona the weekend before the Daytona 500. The All-Star Race next year returns to North Wilkesboro. Dover, Delaware also returns to the schedule in May. The Southern 500 at Darlington will serve as the final regular season race before the playoffs. Scottie Scheffler enters this week's Tour Championship in Atlanta, coming off another huge season on the PGA. Scheffler collected a $23 million bonus last week after leading the FedEx Cup standings, and his tour earnings have now topped $20 million for the fourth straight year. The 30-player Tour Championship features a $40 million purse, with the winner earning $10 million. Scheffler battling Wyndham Clark for PGA Tour Player of the Year. Scheffler won the award the past 4 years. Meanwhile, Clark, he has three wins, including a U.S. Open and last week's BMW Championship. Scheffler finished 12th last week at the BMW while dealing with hand, foot, and mouth disease. He says he's now 95% healed. The PGA Tour Championship starts today in Atlanta. A historic comeback yesterday for the Cincinnati Reds as they would beat San Francisco 10-9. Cincinnati scored 7 runs in the ninth inning as they were down 9-3. The Reds had a record of 3 wins and 1,917 losses when trailing by 6 or more runs in the ninth inning all time. Cincinnati also rallied from 6 or more runs down in 1958 against the Cubs and in 1918 against St. Louis. Meanwhile, the 6-run lead in the ninth inning was the largest ever given up by the San Francisco Giants. Elsewhere last night across Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves would beat the Dodgers again 6-5. Atlanta pinch hitter Ha-Sung Kim singled home Lane Thomas with 2 outs in the ninth. 7 Toronto pitchers combined on a 6-hit shutout as the Blue Jays beat Kansas City 3-0. That ends the Royals' 9-game winning streak. The Cleveland Guardians, they continue to roll as they beat the LA Angels 4-3. At Cleveland, they've now won 7 straight. Cody Bellinger with a go-ahead double with the bases loaded in the 7th last night as the Yankees beat Houston 9-3. The White Sox Tristan Peters homered for his 5th consecutive game. That matches a team record and a MLB rookie record as the White Sox beat the Texas Rangers 10-4. Texas remained a half game behind Houston atop the AL West. And that's a look at your sports here for Thursday, August 27th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.